I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This is Monday, September 28, 2020. This is a virtual public meeting of the Zoning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice was published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the township website and the bulletin board. Hey, Denise, could you mute your line, please, Denise? The bulletin board at the front of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and fax of the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Lewis?
Yeah, here.
Mr. Mattson? Absent. Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Pfeffer? Absent. Mr. Roberts?
You hear me? I'm here.
Still with us? Oh, there you are. Ms. Robach?
Here.
Ms. Stevens? And Mr. Yeager?
Here.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thanks. So I'm not going to bother to read down the agenda. It's pretty short. Next item on the agenda is vouchers. I went through them. I had a question about one of them from Mott McDonald. It said general slash smaller apps, and I asked what that was. And Denise, you told me that was for odd lot jobs, right, which is the facility up 31 where the old ShopRite used to be. That's who the applicant is on that particular one, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Does anyone else have any other questions about the vouchers? Okay. Seeing none, we will move on. The meeting minutes of August 24th, eligible members to vote are Mattson, McCaffrey, McTiernan, Pfeffer, Roberts, Stevens, and Yeager. Does anyone have any corrections to the minutes? No? No? I see some head shakes. No? Motion to approve those minutes then, please.
This is Sharon. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, and a second, please.
I'll second. Dave Roberts.
Okay, thanks, Dave. And Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Sure. Let's see, Mr. Mattson. Oh, I'm sorry, he's not here. Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Dan, you're on mute.
Well, I thought I came off.
I thought I heard him. Okay. Mr. Roberts? Dave, I think you're muted.
Oh, how about now?
Yep, got you now. Thank you.
Yes. I vote yes.
Thank you. Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager? The motion carries?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next we have resolutions. American Baptist Church of New Jersey, which is resolution 2020-06 version 3, is the last one that I see. Anyone have any eligible members? Lewis, Mattson, McCaffrey, McTiernan, Rohrbach, Stevens, and Yeager. Does anyone have any additional comments or corrections to this resolution? If not, could I have a motion to adopt, please? Oh, this is John Mattson. Hold on just a second. Hey, John. Okay, we do have a quorum. We're actually two-thirds of the way through the agenda, so
okay.
We'll press on. I'll test with you another day, John.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
John was saying he was getting a screen that was confusing to him. So, motion to adopt this resolution, please.
I make the motion, Ms. Lewis.
Motion, Tom Yeager.
That was. I think Cheryl moved, and Tom Yeager was out of second. Tom Yeager, could I have a second from you? Is he frozen?
Fine, I'll second it, yes.
Okay, thanks. And Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Baptist Church.
Yes.
Mr.
Baptist Church.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. McTiernan?
Yes.
Ms. Rohrbach?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens? Sharon, I think you're on mute still.
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
Thank you. The motion carries.
Okay, thanks. So that's the end of the official agenda, but I actually have two other things. Hey, Heidi, you sent a couple questions in about the minutes, and I thought at least one of them would be worth answering now. The question was that we had a non-noticed public hearing, yet you're saying we have the announcement of the Sunshine Law at the start of each meeting. Hey, Denise, could you mute your line, please? There's a lot of background on yours.
Yeah, that was a footnote resolution, Tom.
Say again, please.
That was mentioned in a footnote in the resolution.
Oh, okay. So we can have public hearings and certain kinds of relief or votes don't require that they be noticed in the paper or to the neighbors ahead of time. For example, an extension of time, you don't have to notify all the neighbors that you're doing that. So we can have a public hearing, but it's not noticed. So the meeting in general is noticed, but if we do an extension of time for a particular applicant, they don't have to do a notice that they're requesting an extension of time. So you may be thinking about, we have to notice the meeting, and if an applicant is requesting certain kinds of relief, like C variance or D variance, they must notify all the neighbors and certified mail, and it's got to be a notice, has got to be published in the newspaper. That would be a noticed public hearing for that applicant. So there's two different things going on here.
Does that help answer that? Yes, thank you. Thanks.
Okay. We were supposed to have a hearing tonight about an applicant lives on Kosciniak Road, and they were asking to tear down a barn and then rebuild it in the no-build zone, so that would require a C variance. When the planner looked at it, he said, hey, you also probably need a D variance, but they didn't advertise for a D variance, so we can't hold the hearing. We're going to push them off till next month at a minimum if it's not properly noticed. And we, the board, have been sued about this before, so John Drill is a real stickler. The notice about the particular hearing has got to be right, or we're not going to hear it. Okay, hopefully that helps answer that question. Your other question was, sometimes we have in a resolution condition that says, if the applicant doesn't complete this work by such and such a date, all of the relief becomes null and void. And there have been more than a couple occasions where they have come in after that date and asked for an extension of time. That's your question, right, Heidi?
Yes, I think they were asking for the extension of the expiry date after the expiry date.
Right, right. So we all recognize that. I think that's a question you'd have to ask John Drill. How do we legally do that if the resolution says the relief has already expired by the first of the month and they come in the 15th? How can we grant an extension? But tell you, we do that not infrequently. We've probably done it 20 times since I have been here. So John could explain to you why we get away with that, but I guess the argument would be if we didn't do it, we'd have to have a whole new hearing and we would grant them the relief anyway. So it benefits the township and it benefits the applicant just to say nothing's changed, let's just extend it.
Yes. Thank you. That makes perfect sense.
Okay. Hey, Denise, could you just go down the schedule for us, please, of what we have coming over the next couple of meetings, perhaps?
Okay. So we may have Kirchy, the application that Tom was just discussing about the barn, that's up in the air. We'll see if he's going to come back for next month. But we also do have another application scheduled for next month. It is another residential variance due to lot size. It is to construct a home on a currently vacant lot. And the interesting thing is a number of years back, the board already granted a variance to a prior owner for the same thing, but that variance has since expired. We also have another residential variance that is incomplete, and that is Mr. Serrani, who is seeking to have obtain a D variance to permit farm labor in a second dwelling on the property. And I think that is it at the moment.
And what about the Ocean State job lots? They're coming in for a sign variance. Are we going to see them this year?
You know, that's a good question. They've been working on this for a year. And I get a bunch of phone calls about it, and then it goes quiet for several months. So I don't know. They did reach out to, hence that voucher, they did reach out to Kathy Marcelli. They had some questions for her. They also ended up reaching out to John Drill because they did not agree with me that they needed a G variance, which I had checked with John before I spoke with them. So he did tell them that, in fact, they do need a G variance. So I think they've just been kind of taking their time, dawdling a little, I'm not sure. So I don't know. But I've not seen anything. No application yet.
Okay. So we may or may not see them. Okay. All right. Thanks. So it sounds like we're going to have a couple old cases over the next couple of months, which would be nice.
Hey, Tom.
Okay. Great. Yeah.
Tom. Jonathan Drill sent out the hot off the press, a new emergency regulations, remote public meetings held during a declared emergency. Is there something that we have to do to alter our meetings in any way?
Short answer is no, because we actually had a lot of emails on that over the weekend between John Drill, me, Kevin Semay, the mayor, the township attorney, and when we read all those things over, Mayor Higgins went through and highlighted all of the actions that were required. And we are doing very well in terms of all the things that we need to do. There were maybe one or two minor things that might need to be addressed. One is that we need to pass a resolution that codifies our procedure, and either John Drill or Trishka, the township attorney, will work on that. And we'll get to that. In terms of things that we actually need to do, I think we're doing everything right. We're holding meetings. They're being published. The public can attend. They can attend audio only. The applicants can appear by video. The only thing that I saw, Denise, was whether or not the public had a way to send in questions in writing, and I don't know if that is clearly spelled out anywhere or not. That was the only thing I saw that maybe needed some tinkering. But 95-98%, we're in good shape there, but we do need the resolution. So, Denise, did you see it differently than that?
No, I saw it very similar. Currently, however, with regard to the public, the notices for applicants contain specific information about how interested parties can obtain or view the records. So it's contained right in the notice. There is a link to the box, and if they want a hard copy, the procedure is that they contact me and then I contact the applicant, and it is up to the applicant to provide them with hard copies. And it states that in the notice. And then as far as the meetings, we have it on the agenda, the public link to the box account.
Yeah, I think that's all good. My question was, there was one line in the regulations that said people in the public had to be able to send in questions and in some written form, and I didn't know whether that meant we had to give them an email address so they could mail to you ahead of time, or they could come into the meeting here and they could submit a chat, which we would see. So I think that piece may still need addressing, but Tom Yeager, by and large, we're really pretty good here.
Okay, thank you.
I think at a future meeting, we'll have a resolution that we'll need to pass and the township and the planning board that codified the things we're already doing.
Okay.
Thanks for the question.
Yes.
Anyone else have anything they want to talk about? Yeah, did you have another, Tom?
Nope. That's it.
Okay. Anyone else have anything they want to talk about? If not, could I have a motion to adjourn, please?
Second, Lewis.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.